This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Texans game day. Here in loop is you've got the Texans facing off against the Jets in New York, or in New Jersey rather, MetLife Stadium. That thing will get going at 7. You'll have a pregame here in a few hours, not very long. With
4:15,
4:15 they get going to start getting you going towards football. But before we get there, let's go around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Got extra game day tickets? Turn them into cash with Quick Assist. Download Quick Assist from your app store today to find H-Town fans looking for seats. That's Q-U-I-C-K-A-S-Y-S-T. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. So we've been talking about this week how the Texans got that man Anthony Richardson benched. I mean, clearly he got himself benched by not being able to, you know, throw for more than 50% of his passes and or complete more than 50% of his passes and just generally not looking like a quarterback that is prepared for NFL play. But also, they got after his ass this Sunday. And he was indeed, where we learned rather that Shane Steichen was benching him and going to Joe Flacco for the remainder of the season thus far, or at least for foreseeable future, because they Steichen said that Flacco is the quarterback going forward. Apparently, when we learned that, everybody else on the team learned that. Anthony Richardson being benched got so much weirder yesterday. We got a lot of reporting. One of the reports letting us know that the Colts quarterback himself, Anthony Richardson, wasn't necessarily told why he was being benched. That's per James Boyd of The Athletic. So Anthony Richardson himself said, didn't really tell me why. And outside of Ryan Kelly, who said that he was told by Steichen, the center, Ryan Kelly, he was given a heads up apparently, and Ryan Kelly said he gave me a heads up on that, which I respect a lot. I think Shane wants to get ahead of it, let the guys know before they find out a certain way. Well, he got that, but nobody else on the team seemed to get that.
Yeah.
As many people seemingly learned it from social media. Shane Steichen, I previously viewed him as a good head coach, usually makes good play calls. Over the last few weeks, it's definitely looked really bad for him as a head coach.
Well, it's looked bad for him, and I think the reflection of it is, when you have a quarterback that doesn't perform, there's shrapnel going everywhere. I still think I think Shane Steichen is a really good play caller. I think he's proved enough. He's shown enough as a play caller. You know, go back to last year. You know, and what he was able to do. But when you have issues at quarterback, everybody gets hit. You know, from the top down. And I think that's why he looks bad right here. But the decision itself, I think, is the best decision.
Yeah, I don't know that there are many people that are, like, questioning the decision itself.
Yeah.
Like, Anthony Richardson just does not look like he's capable of getting the job done on that level. Although, we did play the audio yesterday of when Anthony Richardson was indeed drafted, right? That they were talking about that he just needs game reps. Mm-hmm. But now it seems like they're going with the best opportunity to win, which you're never going to be knocked for, the best opportunity to win in the NFL. But it feels weird the way that he's handled it. There's been some instances where it feels like he's not necessarily called the best plays, or maybe you look at Anthony Richardson and say that he's checking out of things. Maybe that's a possibility. But then it was just weird to see him not be able to manage the people of it all, because it feels like if you don't get the people part of it, no matter how good of a play caller you are, you're not going to be able to get this done. All of these things, all of these sports are still ultimately people business.
Yeah, I think the one thing that is absolutely worthy of being criticized is how he handled the actual decision. The decision itself, no one really, I think, minds. You know, they understand it. And certainly his play calling, I think, is still good. We'll find out. I mean, you know, with Joe Flacco, we saw what he did last year, as I mentioned, and we'll see what happens with Flacco. He's committed to Flacco, so at least publicly. So there's no real, okay, who's going to be the quarterback this week type thing. So he's handling that well, but the communication to the team had to have been done a different way. I mean, it just wasn't right.
Well, interestingly enough, at least players on the team seemed to like not be throwing away Anthony Richardson, though. Various players, including ones like Josh Downs, think that he'll play with Anthony Richardson again. Josh Downs said, quote, at the end of the day, Joe is like 40 years old, so he only has so many more years. I'd say AR is 22 or 23. He's still the fourth overall pick.
Yeah.
I know he's going to start again. Close quote.
Dude's old, man. You think he's going to keep starting?
He's not going to be here at all.
But what then you start, and it's not our business per se right now, but it will be in the offseason. Then what are the Colts doing? Is there a longer term question with Anthony Richardson? Because you know that Shane Steichen can coach up quarterbacks. You know that he has a good offensive mind. And it was so bad with Anthony Richardson. What if he was in a situation where it was like a defensive-minded head coach and offensive coordinator that was in over his head? Then you might say, well, he needs a change of scenery. I think Anthony Richardson had every advantage. In fact, the one thing that I was sort of, you know, worried about from a Houston perspective is, oh, wow. I was really down on Anthony Richardson. Figgy, before the draft, during the draft, when he was drafted, I was like,
he was down on him before it was cool.
I was like, I don't think this guy can be an NFL quarterback based on accuracy.
Yeah.
You know, he completed 51% of his passes at Florida. I mean, and I just like, that doesn't translate all the time. You can talk about Josh Allen all you want, but that is the outlier.
Yeah.
So I was down on his like NFL ability, but once he got with the Colts, I'm like, uh-oh. He's got Shane Steichen now. Maybe he's going to plug in, you know, to something there and get him going. So I think Steichen might be at a point where we've got to make another decision at quarterback, and that's down the road. I think it's in play.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Downs has a little bit of insight in this because guys come back around all the damn time. Enter the Carolina Panthers, where Bryce Young is set to start again for them this week as they face off against the Saints. He made three starts this season thus far. The first two before then he was benched. Then last week he made a start because of the Andy Dalton injury and his family got in an accident.
Yeah.
And apparently his thumb was injured. That thumb, he seems to be recovering from it, but it seems like they're still going to go with Bryce Young again.
And how'd that start go?
I actually don't recall exactly
how that start
went. Yeah. I mean, that's the easy bet, right?
Yeah.
With all of these things when it comes to Bryce Young, he has not really found a way to put anything together in his very young career, but he will go again. And like, I think that there's something to be said for keeping somewhat positivity when a guy like that is young and gets benched, because they will find their way back into playing. So we'll see what that one looks like. That game's going to be real funny because on the other side of it, you have Derek Carr, who is starting for the Saints and returning.
And he's sitting over there going, don't expect any miracles, guys.
He said, I'm coming back, but I'm no savior. As if to say, like, hey, man, if it doesn't look great, don't look at me, man. There's
y'all
a lot think of other
I'm gonna
issues
fix this?
Here.
Y'all are crazy.
So that sounds like that's going to be one of those maybe fun ones to watch on kind of like a train wreck level as well.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're just getting some news in when it comes to your Houston Texans around the NFL, and it's that Will Anderson Jr., Defensive Player of the Week, correct?
About the month.
Of the month, rather.
NFL Players of the Month for October here on Halloween. On defense in the AFC, Will Anderson Jr. Offense, Lamar Jackson, no big surprise right there. NFC Lions quarterback Jared Goff offensively, and Packers, the Texans had a little something to do with this, safety Xavier McKinney is the defensive player of the month. But, man, these accolades are just stacking up, largely on the defensive side.
Yeah. I mean, Will Anderson has been playing in an incredible way. Like, it makes sense. Tons of tackles. I mean, 5 sacks in the month, right, out of his 7.5 that he has, which I think has him tied for third in the league. Will Anderson's been delivering in a big way. And, I mean, it helps that on the other side, Danielle Hunter has also been applying pressure, but this team applies pressure at the highest rate in the league. And Will Anderson in this month really turned it up. We talked with Andy Kalu, and he mentioned that these things come in bunches, right?
Yeah, boy, did they.
And the month of October has been really good for the bunches of Will Anderson Jr.'s sacks when it comes down to it. So shout out to Will Anderson Jr., rightfully getting some accolades as the AFC Player of the Month. Very, very deservedly so. Some other things around the NFL. Remember Trayvon Diggs losing it on a reporter after they got embarrassed again, right? Like they weren't able to get a win this past weekend on a Sunday in San Francisco. And remember when he was talking to a reporter. Reporter had tweeted something that Trayvon didn't like, a level of criticism. And he was the reporter, Mike Leslie, he was saying, "Hey, man, you know, we could talk about this." And Trayvon said, "Talk about these nuts." Well, Trayvon
Wouldn't you
Diggs,
laugh if that happened to you?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
I would just laugh. I was like, okay, that's
every
good
time.
One. I got to give you credit on that.
Yeah, that is going to diffuse tension, or it might raise the tension depending on like what the how jovial the nature is of the situation, right? We might need to fight behind that one. But they've made up. Mike Leslie let us know on Twitter that Trayvon Diggs went ahead and gave him 2 cans of D's nuts. As a gift in his apology. He also explained that what looked like him slowing down as not giving effort was him trying to make sure to play the cutback, the possibility of the cutback. So I appreciate that. Hey, man, we can get players and media members together and explain themselves and, you know, share gifts like D's nuts.
Well, that's why, you know, you always lean into these things and all of a sudden it's over. It's over. I mean, there's no big deal. He's not going to have to worry about it. When you lean into it, actually gave him a can of nuts.
D's nuts in particular.
D's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better than that.
Not much. Not much better than that. Real quick, around the NFL, Jameson Williams is going through like a weird thing. He's currently still serving the final game of his 2-game suspension from PED usage from week 9. And now there's like a warrant out for his arrest on a concealed weapon charge. So like apparently he was in the car with his brother, and in the state of Michigan, you have to have a concealed carry license to then have a gun. And in that car, there was 2 weapons, one that was attributed to his brother, who does have a license, and then one that was attributed to Jameson, who did not. He was not brought in that moment, and then there was a warrant then put out for his arrest afterwards, which is a weird situation in and of itself, right? Yeah. In theory, you would imagine that the officer in that instance that would come across that would then, take some level of action. He was released on that occasion, but they come back around with the warrant. All of that stuff, really weird stuff happening there, and it feels like we have less and less of those things in the NFL lately, but there you go. Jameson Williams popping up. Well, Dan Campbell said he offered words of support of his wide receiver when he spoke to reporters yesterday. Said that when it comes to, you know, the possibility of jeopardizing his career, and said that he believes that Jameson will learn from the experiences. He said, I quote, "I think he does. I think he's become more and more aware of that over time, and I think he does. For me, I judge people for what's in their heart. I know what this kid is made of, and he's worth hanging with. He's going to learn from this. He's going to grow. He'll be better for all this."
Yeah, and I thought that was a good answer. And I also thought, as much as, hey, the law is the law, and, you know, in Detroit, in Michigan, you got to have a license for your concealed weapons. But when you watch the tape, it actually... I'm not going to say seemed reasonable or right, but I understood it. Like the officer said, you know, what are you doing with a gun? He said, for protection. And then he said, you know where I live, right? Detroit. He said that.
No further questions.
Yeah. So the officer was like, yeah, okay,
you know what?
That's a good point.
That's fair.
That's a good point.
I'll be out in these streets. That sounds about right.
Yeah. So, like, yes, illegal. They investigated. Technically illegal.
Yeah.
They investigated why he wasn't, why he was released or whatever. But I was like, I get it. Like, I understand. Maybe they should have fined him or held him a little longer or whatever. But I did like his explanation there.
Well, I mean, when it comes to that suspension, right, like that's supposed to take him up to he's not going to be suspended for the Texans game.
Correct.
But you wonder if any of this legal trouble will then get him in something where he'll be out of that game when they come on Sunday Night Football in like a week and a half to NRG Stadium. That'll be something that we'll watch out for when it comes down to that.
Man, I was just trying to find the type of month that Will Anderson had, and our guy Everett over with the Texans just put it out. This will get you Defensive Player of the Month. 5 sacks in October, 7 tackles for loss, a fumble recovery that sealed a win, by the way.
That's true.
Pass defensed that resulted in an interception.
Yeah.
And 12 stops behind the line of scrimmage.
I think that's good.
That'll get you Defensive Player of the
Month,
Will Anderson.
Shout out to Will Anderson doing the stuff. And he also just does it with such a like bubbly and jovial personality as well. Really the best. And
yeah.
So he's going to be a big part of their game tonight as Aaron Rodgers, he playing off that right. Aaron Rodgers has not been all that mobile. He's made some kind of errant decisions as well. So you imagine that's exasperated with pressure. And Tyron Smith on that left side looks gettable in a big way in this in his advanced age for a football player. So, yeah, Will Anderson Jr. might be able to continue that.
And Danielle Hunter.
Finish out the month strong.
You know, I heard the guys this morning talking about, I think it was Sean, that said, I don't care what anybody says, that was a great trade for Danielle Hunter.
100%.
I think the Will Anderson Player of the Month helps prove that because of what's happening on the other side of the line with Danielle Hunter. He had a hell of a month, too, by the way.
Yeah.
But wreaking havoc on one side, and now you got Will Anderson, you know, benefiting from the other. And tonight's game is going to be about as big as anything for those two.
Yeah, I keep thinking back to Will Anderson talking with Sean and Clint after, I don't remember which game. It might have been last game or the game prior. Talking about how he looks at these guys as big brothers. He had sisters. And so, like, he's looks at them as big brothers, and I think that mentorship matters a good amount.
Absolutely.
He has the talent, but also, like, there's some in veterans kind of passing down that knowledge to him, and you can see it with Will. You can absolutely see the level of growth that is occurring there as well. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That is around the NFL. Coming up next, we've avoided talking about what is the worst-case scenario that could happen, the possibility of a C.J. Stroud injury. So let's now have that conversation. We'll talk about that coming up next. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.